This is Building Bridges, produced by Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg. Across New York City, hundreds of fast food workers walked off their jobs in what was the largest strike ever of fast food workers. It was the second strike of an ongoing campaign for higher wages and union recognition. The strikers' day culminated in a march with supporters in Harlem, where many strikers carried signs that read, "I am a woman." The signs and strike, which was held on the anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. in Memphis, echoed his support for striking sanitation workers, calling for workplace rights and racial justice. Now to the rally site, a McDonald's in Harlem, where Building Bridges, Ken Nash, filed this report.
Excuse me, I get the 15 in the union part, but why no music?
Why new music? So our voices could take over the music. Our voices are known for that. It just represents, you know, even in the loudest noise, you know, we can achieve anything when it comes with unity. Our voices are what are important.
Where do you work?
I work at McDonald's.
Where?
On 27th and 6th.
Okay, so did you go on strike today?
Yes.
What about other people at the same place?
Well, I had one following person that came with me. But there are a lot of coworkers of mine that are afraid to take that step to find equality and be more appreciative of the responsibilities I take on into the work.
And how much do you earn?
I earn $7.25 an hour. So by the time the week ends, it's not much.
How many hours do you work a week?
Depending, about 20 to 30 or 40 hours a week.
And you want $15 an hour?
I deserve it. I think everybody here deserves it.
Were you involved in the prior actions of a couple months ago?
Yes, I was. And the numbers have doubled. We didn't have these many supporters that we have now. More people are coming out. They're coming out of their shell and showing that it is important that our living wages should increase. And we just won't be able to live on $7.25.
And do you think that your bosses may try to discipline you or other workers?
I mean, they could take a shot if they like to. I mean, that would be the incompetent way of doing things instead of listening.
Congratulations to everybody here. You are all beautiful. All right. You really are, and good luck. And next time I come here to one of these rallies, I'm sure that will be 10 times bigger because it's bigger now than the first one.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Thank you. I hope this word just goes out and shows that, you know, nobody no longer has to be afraid. We are all here as a team, as a family.
What's your name?
Elizabeth Renee.
Okay, Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excuse me, are you a fast food worker?
Yes, I am.
You on strike today?
I'm on strike today. I work for Burger King on 141st and Broadway in Harlem. I got four of my co-workers out here with me, and we're all out here from Burger King, McDonald's, Domino's, Papa John's, KFC, and Taco Bell.
That's great. Fantastic. So what are the main demands?
Our main demand is $15 an hour with a union without intimidation. The intimidation we're getting now is we're getting threatened. Our hours are getting cut. We have low wages. They're not giving us enough hours.
And did you strike last time also a couple months ago?
No, I did not. This is my first strike, and I'm out here for good.
You're new to the movement. Okay.
We need our $15 an hour with unions. No intimidation. We need our benefits. We need our vacation time and our medicals.
What's your name?
My name is Tabitha Burgess.
Good luck, Tabitha Burgess.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good day.
Okay, good luck for all of us.
Thank you.
Minimum wages got to go. Hey, hey. Oh, oh. Minimum wages got to go. Hey, hey. Oh, oh. Minimum wages got to go.
A round of applause. A loud one. A loud one. All right. We've been here all day, and we're trying to communicate to these, I don't know if they're human or not, but these people that we're getting sick of this. All right? We're not golf balls. You can't just use this and get rid of us. We're people just like you. There's no double standard. All of us don't need to live like this, and the Johnsons can go live in a $500 million mansion. We work just as hard, if not harder than you, to make your money. We deserve some of it. What we're trying to do is get fair wages. New York City is not a cheap place to live. All right? It's like, how much is a MetroCard now? All right? Like, we got to pay all this money just to get to work, to get, you know, treated like, you know, it was 80 years ago. So that's what we're fighting for now. All right? We, all right? It's not, oh, I'm fighting with these other people. We're one unit. We're brothers and sisters. Now, for those of you that are still a little bit hesitant, even though what happened today, some of you that are going to go back to work, you're going to have to tell your coworkers, this went hella good, all right? It's going to keep getting hella better. Another thing is, it's not if we get 15 an hour, if we get a union, if we get treated like citizens, if we get treated like human beings. It's when we get the money we deserve. When we get treated like human beings. All right? It's just a matter of time. All right? That's right. That's right. Now, I'm going to hand it off to the next person. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. People! We can survive! All right, we're here again making another strike. We're sending another message to those people who are getting rich day by day. And we work hard and then share nothing with the people who make them rich. We're here. We're going to tell them not anymore. Not in New York. We want a union.
We want a union.
We want respect.
We want respect. We're going to get it. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido.
Fifteen in the union. No music. 15 in the union. Hey, no music. 15 in the union. Okay. My name is Naquasia, and I'm just blessed to be here on this day supporting my people. We all struggle together, so it's our duty to stand together. Because if we don't stand together, they're not going to listen and do nothing for us. So we have to do it to make it work, to make a change. Because we need it now, not tomorrow, not next year, not 2 years, 5 years. We need it now. My people are struggling. And it's time for us to get on our feet and do what we're supposed to do as people. Because if we stay quiet, we're not going to get what we want. So it's time for us people to lose the fear. I know you're scared. I'm still scared. But I'm here. I'm standing right here in front of y'all to show y'all that we can do this. And they cannot stop us. We the one that run the show. We the one that get up every day fixing their burgers, frying their chicken and their fries and their biscuits and stuff. Where the pain? What you getting? Sorry, my voice is going. But it's time for us to make a change and our people to come together, and being that this is the second round, we're not stopping, we're going stronger. You see, we're getting bigger. Look at all these people. You ready? No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
No justice, no peace.
No fear when we go back to work tomorrow. No fear. No fear.
No fear.
No fear.
No fear.
Right, now I want to introduce the New York City Comptroller, John Liu.
Our next mayor.
You would make Dr. King proud.
Yeah.
It was never easy for Dr. King when he got started. It was never easy for the workers that he stood up for to be out there sending a message that all they want is decency, fair pay for a fair day's work. So I am just incredibly moved and inspired. It's easy for someone like me to stand up here, but I can only imagine what you guys are going through. And that's what I'm hearing, listening to our leaders here, our leaders. But I'm here to say that I'm standing with you. This is exactly what New York City needs. Exactly what America needs. For too long, we have seen a huge difference, a gap between the wealthy and everybody else that has only grown bigger and bigger and bigger in the whole country. It's not good for anybody here. This growing wealth gap is a big problem for our economy as a whole. It serves only to stifle any kind of recovery that we can have. So when you're out here demanding a fair day's pay for a fair day's work, it actually helps the overall economy.
Yeah.
When we start to close that gap, that wealth divide, it's actually better for everybody in the city, better for everybody in America.
That's right.
So I want you to stand strong. It's not complicated. Fair day's pay for a fair day's work. That's all everybody wants.
That's it.
In New York City, my office has concluded that $11.50 should be the minimum wage. $11.50. And listen, I didn't say that you should get the minimum wage. 15 is as good a number to start as anything else. And when you stand up for your rights, stand strong, you go back to work tomorrow, there's nothing to fear, and there's anything that you get that makes you nervous, I urge you to contact my office and certainly to get in touch with our organizers, United New York and New York Communities for Change. Thank you so much, everybody.
Si se puede.
Si se puede.
Si se puede. Si se puede.
We got a surprise visit from someone who came out of their way, out of their busy schedule, to come and talk to you because he has also been inspired by what you've been doing. And we are honored to have Ben Jealous, president of the NAACP.
Fired up!
Fired up!
Fired up!
Fired up!
Ready to go!
Ready to go!
You cannot survive on 725.
Absolutely not.
You cannot survive on 725. The notion that we would have families surviving on a parent making 725 in 2013 is outrageous. Dr. King died this day 45 years ago, standing up for workers who were being exploited, underpaid. He understood that the only way that we get to be one nation is we gotta deal with racism and poverty. And poverty. We have got to get to a place where all of our children have access to the American dream. This fight for workers is really about their children. This fight for workers is about families. This fight for workers is about the future of this city and this country. We are approaching the day when half the workers in our country will be making minimum wage. And you can't maximize the American dream on a minimum wage. Thank you for standing up. Thank you for having courage. That you would risk everything you got. The only way that we have ever moved forward is we put our children and our families and our dignity first. And we are willing to go the distance until we win. So know that the 1,200 active units of the NAACP from coast to coast stand with you. And know that we will be with you until you win. Bless you for your courage. Let us get this done. On to victory.
Woo! Keep it going! All right. So we have a councilwoman who represents this district, Councilwoman Inez Dickens. We are here about fairness. We are here about every worker in this country is supposed to get paid a fair wage. We're here about the future, our children. If our workers do not get paid a fair wage, if they don't have health care, if they don't have the protection of our unions, then we have failed our future, our young people.
That's right.
So what are we going to do? We're going to strike together. And that means if the workers are striking, what are the rest of us going to do?
Strike!
What is it?
Strike!
Let me hear it again.
Strike!
Exactly. We will strike until our workers are treated fairly. They have the right to unionize. They have the right to protections. And I want to thank the unions for coming out and standing in our community and saying, no more.
Right.
We can do it.
We
will do it.
We will do it.
And what are we going to do to make it happen?
Strike.
I want to hear it.
Strike.
Again.
Strike.
That's it.
That's right.
The clergy has been in full force out there with you, right? Because they believe in this fight. Today we have Q English, who is a reverend, who represents the Bronx and other areas in this city. How are my people doing? Martin Luther King said that the ultimate tragedy is not the oppression and cruelty by the bad people, but the silence over that by the good. It's so good to see here today that we are not going to be silenced any longer. That we stand in solidarity knowing that we're facing the violence against the minds of workers. Against those that have not have enough food to feed their children. It's the violence that causes us to be incarcerated in our mind with the bill that's going to pass that says you won't even get another raise in your minimum wage for another 3 years. It's a different kind of violence.
is the violence that causes our children to find alternative methods to feed themselves. It's the violence that causes us to be locked up in numbers that we shouldn't be. It's a huge divide between the rich and the poor. It's getting wider. We're not going to tolerate it anymore. We're standing here for the generation that's coming up behind us so they don't have to go through what we're going through here today. We're standing here representing justice, and we will not stop until justice has cried her last tear.
We're going to close out with a very good friend of ours, Minister Kirsten Foy.
Where's my money?
Where's my money?
Where's my money? 15 and a union. I said 15 and a what? 15 and a what? 45 years ago today, a man sacrificed his life standing with a union, standing with workers who just wanted to earn a dignified wage, that just wanted the right to organize. That man was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And you are standing out here today elevating his legacy to proclaim that justice should be the order of the day. When Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. laid down his life, he was fighting for poor people, organizing a poor people's campaign. 45 years later, we stand on 125th Street and we're saying the same damn thing. Yeah. And it is unacceptable.
Right.
In 1968, the enemy was Bull Connor, fire hoses, and dogs. In 2013, the enemy is McDonald's and corporate greed. In the same way, we put Jim Crow in the grave. It's the same way we're going to slaughter corporate greed. And we're going to hurt them in their pockets. I'm here to say we can all live without a Big Mac. We are tired of you taking our labor and selling us short. We're tired. What are we going to do? We're going to strike. We're going to strike. We're going to strike. But if you cast aside the shackles of fear, there's not a corporation on this planet that can deny you what you have earned and what you deserve.
That's right.
Our forefathers and mothers marched, put their lives on the line, fought dogs and fire hoses so that we could stand out here today free from legal segregation, but still bound by economic oppression. 2013 will be the year that we shed the shackles of economic oppression.
That's right.
When we unify,
that's right.
We're joined here by the mother of Romali Graham. Romali Graham was a young man shot down in his own home by an officer that thought he had the right to break in and shoot him dead in front of his grandmother. Constance Malcolm is here today to stand with the workers that say that the violence that ended her son's life, that permeates our society, is not disconnected from the economic oppression that holds our workers back. Until we are able to stand tall on our own two feet, to organize and demand that we are entitled to. Until then, we will continue to be victimized. But I believe we have reached a new day called the workers' victory. The new chapter is called a dignified wage, called the upliftment of the working people.
Yeah.
This city would be nothing if it weren't for the people who go into the tunnels and make the trains run, who go into the restaurants and feed all of us. Without the workers, New York City is a hole in the ground. We're going to fill that hole. We're going to fill our pockets. If we're not respected, your chicken nuggets are going to be as cold as the cold day in hell before we allow McDonald's and Wendy's and Taco Bell and Burger King and Domino's and Papa John's to take advantage and take the food out of our children's mouths.
15 in the union. 15 in the union. Where's my money? Give me my money. Give me my money.
I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. Tomorrow morning, we need you walking workers back to work. We need you calling those franchise owners, telling them there's no way you're not letting them get back to work. I want to thank La Fuente, Make the Road, New York Communities for Change, the AFL, CIO, CWA, HCC, Alliance, the WFP for coming and supporting. Si se puede. All right.
Hey. 15 in the unit. 15 in the unit. Hey. No music. 15 in the unit. Hey. No music.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.